Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Carbo moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rice moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Petrocelli scores. Evans moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell has Evans trapped. There's the throw to Ellis and back to Bell, who tags Evans for the out. Montgomery moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Kern now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Rice steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin bunts, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montgomery moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 2 in the game. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing second base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing left field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.